Steve Earle made his biggest impact in 1986 when he released his widely praised debut album, Guitar Town. Since then, Earle has put out a series of more uneven collections and had various scrapes with the law, culminating in a 1994 arrest for possession of heroin. But last year, Earle put out an acoustic country album called Train A-Comin'. He contributed a track to the Dead Men Walking soundtrack, and he has a new rock and roll record whose title sums him up now. It's called I Feel All Right. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
I was born with my papa's son wandering out a smoking gun. Now some of you would live through me then lock me up and throw away the key. Or just find a place to hide away and hope that I'll just go away. Huh. And I feel all right. I feel all right tonight. I feel all right. I feel all right tonight.
For a while there, it looked as if Steve Earle's reputation as a bad boy and screw-up would overshadow his work as a fine purveyor of articulate country rock. Like so many rock and rollers who've done jail time, Earle has a propensity for both self-pity and self-mythologizing. From song to song, he might be a noble loser, a hapless victim, or a lonely man of honor. I like him best when he's sounding like a honky-tonk Buddy Holly or a one-man Everly Brothers on a track like Poor Boy.
Everybody over here just put me down. I never thought about it much till the first time I saw you. Uh-oh, what's a poor boy gonna do?
Steve Earle is a throwback to the singer-songwriters of the 70s. Raised in Texas with an emotional affinity for Willie Nelson's so-called outlaw country movement, Earle makes every drawl a declaration of artistic intent. On a mediocre cut on this album such as Billy and Bonnie, Earle sounds like he's doing a John Mellencamp impersonation. At other times, his reedy growl and wheezy phrasing remind me of John Prine. Earle is best when he's delivering a song most straightforwardly, selling the melody with brisk energy, as he does on More Than I Can Do.
I'm trying hard to let you go, but it's more than I can do. And every day or two, I wind up right back where I started. I'm trying not to let you know that I'm still in love with you. I can't just sit home blue. There ain't no rest for the broken heart. Just because you wanna lock your door, that don't mean you don't love me anymore. So I'm never gonna let you go, no matter what you do. Because you know it's more than I can do.
Earle tells a story that when he was in jail for drug possession, another inmate stole his radio. He was getting ready to go beat up the thief when a friend stopped him and said, "You're gonna do your little time and then you're gonna get out of here and you're gonna make me a nice record." Apparently, for once in his life, Steve Earle heard some good advice and took it.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Steve Earle's new CD, I Feel All Right. I'm Terry Gross.